Ted Atkins, along with hiring some of CKLW's top talents, perhaps added the biggest feather in his cap by promoting Rosalie Trombley. Dick Smythe.
Rosie Trombley was originally a switchboard operator, and she became quite a force in the Canadian music field when she moved into the record library.
Rosalie had learned the politics of the music business working the CKLW switchboard. And when Atkins asked her to go into the record library and do the music, even he could not have realized the unique talents of Trombley. Indeed, in the years to follow, she developed an amazingly accurate knack for being able to pick hit records. Mike Marshall recalls.
A nice lady, one of the nicest people I think I've ever worked with. When I first started at CKLW doing the all-night show, Rosie was in on the switchboard on weekends and was the young girl from the tomato capital of Canada, Leamington, Ontario, which was not too far away from Windsor, actually. Started doing some weekend work on the switchboard. And Rosie, even then, did not take any shit from anyone. Eventually was moved into the library when the gal who had been there for a number of years had to leave and go on to something else. And I think Ted Atkins was the guy responsible for moving her into the library. And Rosie just blossomed. And I guess Rosie could probably name her price today. If she wanted to go to work somewhere else, she probably would have the job.
Someone once sent Rosalie a test pressing of a new Wayne Newton 45. She accidentally played the wrong side, so the story goes, and Daddy Don't You Walk So Fast became a hit. She did the same with Sammy Davis Jr.'s Candyman. Rosalie Trombley became so famous among Detroit record promoters and artists that Detroit's Bob Seger even dedicated a song to her.
She's quite the mediator.
Bad for someone who'd probably be a suburban housewife had she not heard about a job as part-time switchboard operator at CKLW 18 years ago.